This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. An attorney revealed a jaw-dropping scandal this week for the Boy Scouts of America. Over the organization's history, nearly 8,000 troop leaders abused over 12,000 children. What's worse is the organization allegedly knew about it and kept it secret. Find out more after this break.
Have you recently gone through a major life event, like a divorce, loss of a loved one, or loss of your job? Have you been experiencing anxiety attacks due to stress-related life events? Are you isolating yourself from your family and friends? By combining biblical wisdom with clinical expertise and mental health, our counselors do their best to invite God into the conversation and formulate actionable plans that address the challenges their clients face. The goal is to help your well-being so that you may feel mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy. Faithful Counseling's unique platform holds several advantages over traditional face-to-face therapy, as it allows you the ability to connect with your counselor at any time. Counseling is not limited to individually scheduled sessions, but it can extend to text-based counseling whenever your counselor is marked available. It also gives you the choice of communicating with your counselor in the manner that is most comfortable and convenient for you, whether by phone, video call, or even messaging. It offers you drastically more affordable rates than traditional face-to-face therapy, and it also gives you the assurance that your counselor will be a good fit. You're always welcome to switch to a different counselor if you need to. Just go to faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews and receive 10% off your first month. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. Again, that's faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews.
Attorney Jeff Anderson revealed this week that within the Boy Scouts of America, 7,819 troop leaders or perpetrators abused 12,204 child victims over the course of the organization's lifetime. The information was discovered after the organization's official perversion files, which were started shortly after World War I and date as recently as 2016, were unsealed for review. While the existence of the files is not news, the numbers inside are. Anderson, who represents former Scouts and victims, says, "This is information that the Boy Scouts has and has had for several years and is still keeping secret today," and said the real problem is that the names of the perpetrators have never been made public. In a statement, the Boy Scouts of America countered that all of the names are publicly available and were reported to law enforcement. The organization also wrote that it cares deeply about all victims of child sex abuse and sincerely apologized to anyone who was harmed during their time in scouting. We believe victims, we support them, and we have paid for unlimited counseling by a provider of their choice. Nothing is more important than the safety and protection of children in scouting, and we are outraged that there have been times when individuals took advantage of our programs to abuse innocent children. At no time have we ever knowingly allowed a sexual predator to work with youth. Still, it's more bad news for an organization that was already in hot water with Christian families in recent years for adopting progressive stances like allowing homosexual scout leaders or admitting girls who identified as boys into the scouts. Dr. Michael Brown wrote for Charisma News, "The good news is that the perversion and abuse are being exposed. The bad news is that the damage and destruction are incredibly widespread. Who knows how many other stories have still not been told, or perhaps will never be told because of guilt or shame or suicide. Pray for the victims of this horrible sexual abuse, for God's healing to come over them physically, emotionally, and spiritually." And to hear more from Dr. Michael Brown, listen to The Line of Fire, which is now available at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.